and you were never going to be tried, tempted, thrown into a trial, or troubled again. You would never have to continue in the faith. There's an enemy of God on the planet that is convinced he can win your heart and get you to love your own life more than you love God and the will of God, and get you to live by fear instead of by faith, and get you all motivated by you instead of Him, the Lord. And he's convinced of that. And when a man stands and serves God and doesn't eat off of that other tree, that's where God's revealed through man. That's the honor of the cross. That's the integrity of the gospel. It's not about God just meeting our needs, people. It's about us standing in honor of Him, in integrity of Him, and refusing to cross any line, but live in the truth and live in the faith. Do you get it? Watch. He paid the price. There's a point here that I want you to see as I'm wrapping up. Because we got to continue in the faith, grounded and steadfast, and not moved away from the hope of the gospel which we heard. My question is, have we heard this hope? Watch. If I'm standing before Him blameless, holy, and blameless, what does that tell you? If I'm standing before God holy and blameless, what does that tell you? Does God see me for sin or through the blood of His Son? If I'm blameless, I'm blameless. That means God has found no blame in me or towards me. Watch. So He's looking at me as if I've never, ever sinned. Watch. The word redemption means brought back to original value. Sickness, depression, anxiety, all the stuff that binds the soul, the emotions, the body. It all came through the what? Fall of man and through sin. The law of sin and death. So if the law of the Spirit of life in Christ has made me free from that law and I'm holy and blameless before God, then there's been provision made for me to